Large Muslim populations and historical and religious ties with Russia make the Western Balkan countries susceptible both to Russian influence and the threat of radical Islamists. Former U.S. Ambassador Frank Wisner, who also served as a special envoy for Kosovo's final status talks with Serbia, says even though the Balkan region is not a primary sphere of contest, it is affected.
I think it's enormously important the Balkans be shielded from the rivalries of the major powers. And second, that the issues in the Middle East not infect the Balkans. With regard to the latter, that's a job of the intelligence services of Western Europe and the United States and those in the Balkans to make certain that we track very carefully subversive elements flowing to and from the troubled areas of the Levant and the Middle East.
Countries like Albania, Bosnia, and Kosovo have passed laws to stop their citizens from becoming foreign fighters and have made arrests among radical factions. But Ian Brzezinski, a former U.S. defense official now with the Atlantic Council, says stopping subversion is going to be a continuous long-term effort.
It's going to only probably become more and more pressing, more and more demanding as time goes on.
Since the Syrian conflict began in 2011, U.S. intelligence officials say more than 20,000 foreign fighters have gone to fight there, at least 3,400 of them Westerners. At least 1,000 have come from the Balkans, according to official figures from the region. The Balkans also figure into the current tension between the West and Russia, as U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry recently pointed out to a Senate subcommittee.
Whether it's Serbia, Kosovo, Montenegro, Macedonia, other places, they're all in the firing line.
Russia has tried to use its traditional ties with Serbia to maintain its clout and has actively sought to expand its presence in the Balkans. Serbia, for example, depends on Russia for 82% of its gas supplies, and the Kremlin is planning a gas pipeline that would pass through Turkey, Greece, Macedonia, and Serbia.
Well, Russia benefits from the, the time when the Soviet Union existed and created kind of infrastructural dependencies within the region upon what is now the Russian economy.
To counter this influence, Wisner says Europe should continue moving toward including Serbia and Kosovo in the EU, and that the Greeks and Macedonians need to resolve their long-standing differences.
By settling these questions, there is no negative ground on which Russia can play, and it's easier to maintain the harmony that we all need in the Balkans for its own purposes.
In the Balkans, analysts say the Kremlin is exploiting weak institutions, pervasive corruption, and lack of economic opportunities. They say the answer is greater assistance from the West and accelerated EU integration. Kira Kustreci, VOA News, Washington.